widowed wear. He promised me a golden ring, but he gave it to a rich man's child. He craved the ease wealth would bring, a bubble of both true and wild. So I called him to our trysting place. Since there's no help, let's kiss and part. He pulled me in a sweet embrace, and he felt a penknife in his heart. He looked at me with fading eyes. I left him there as he'd left me. The dawn next morning brought the news that he'd been set upon by thieves. Oh, butterfly, why do you haunt? Know you the secret in my breast. I pierced his heart as he pierced mine. I slew the one I loved the best. One fair morning late in June, the sun shone on the daisies white, when a messenger of sorrow deep came to my garden. Thank you very much. I want to introduce my friends. We are three-fifths of the right hands and three-quarters of the boys. Let's and one Commodore. That's exactly right. So I'll start with the guy over here. I never get a chance to play music with him, and it has been such a thrill. We got together last weekend and played some a concert and a couple of private parties. None of you were invited. But that's not our fault. Private parties out in Winston-Salem. And it's a wonderful mandolin player. And then we played for the Fiddle and Bow Society, too, out there. That's right. Please welcome, originally hailing from the great bluegrass state of Connecticut, it's Jeff Foxall.
Yeah, Jeff.
That's how I usually introduce Tom Rosum, but it works for Jeff as well. It's amazing. Playing the banjo, my banjo buddy since we met like 30 years ago. He was a teenager, and I was a little bit older than him. And now he's like 50 and I'm 39. I don't know what happened. It must have been when he moved out to Winston-Salem that things changed. He's originally from California. Wonderful banjo player. Please welcome Craig Smith, the Commodore of the banjo.
Commodore.
And just about to sing the next song for you from Thomasville, which I used to think was the home of the world's largest chair. I found out it was the home of the world's largest chair for a little while, but now it got beat out by quite a bit by a giant chair in Italy.
Italy, of all places. Me and my boys are going over there and take care of that.
Please welcome the golden voice of Thomasville, Scott Huffman.
Oh, Lordy. Look how golden it'll be.
How's everybody doing? Got your sunblock on? No, good. It's like frying out there. I smell bacon. Oh, we're going to try this song that Laurie... You want to tell them about this, Laurie?
I'll just tell them a little bit. Hopefully the wind will die down while I'm talking, and they'll be able to hear your dulcet tones when you start singing. The lyrics to this song are a poem that was sent to me by the fellow who wrote it, a guy by the name of Wendell Berry. You can imagine my surprise when I got a letter in the mail from Wendell Berry with this poem, and he asked me if I might consider putting it to music. And even though he figured that I was probably inundated with requests like that, and I'd probably think it was a big hassle, but I certainly didn't. I'm a big fan of Wendell's, and once I got past being nervous about it, I really had fun working on it. It's a great poem, I think, about a couple of characters, Burley Coulter and Kate Helen Branch. This is Burley Coulter's song for Kate Helen Branch.